This is John Batchelor speaking with colleague Jonathan Schanzer, Vice President of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, about Gaza, Rafah, and the fact that President Erdogan of Turkey is boasting about how he has 1,000 Hamas fighters in his hospitals in Turkey. How did they get there? The suspicion for some time is that there is a highway of tunnels underneath the international border from Gaza, from Rafah, into Sinai. And yet, Jonathan makes it very clear why this is difficult for Israel, difficult for Egypt, difficult for the United States, for Turkey, for the whole region. What is the exit and entrance for Hamas fighters? What is the resupply and smuggling route for Hamas fighters? Jonathan Schanzer, Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, asking questions that will be answered eventually. More of this later.
We don't know, John. I mean, and that's the thing, you know, we keep looking again, you know, by process of elimination, it becomes almost impossible to imagine any other scenario. If the Israelis are not letting Hamas out, then who is? And then there's only one actor that shares a border with Gaza, and that's Egypt. So, you know, we continue to arrive at this place. The Israelis have been unusually tight-lipped about this, and I can understand why. It's a very sensitive situation. But again, I've heard from multiple sources of mine in Israel that there is real concern. They don't have proof yet because they're not there, but they continue to hear from different sources that this is, in fact, what is happening below ground. We need to prove it. And then we need to have, I think, a better assessment of what the Egyptians plan to do to remedy this situation if they are, in fact, guilty of what we think they are.